Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 23rd of April. Presumptuous Sin. King David wrote, "Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins, let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, that is, as one who walks according to the Spirit, and I shall be innocent of great transgression." Presumptuous sins are high-handed, deliberate disobedience that is affected by those in the church. It refers to the attitude and actions of a person who follows after their own heart and their own mind on matters to do with the word and culture in the church. Those who walk in this manner are rejecting their own sanctification and are undermining the sanctification of those who are weak in faith. Presumptuous sin is demonstrated in the church when a person, particularly one who maintains a leadership demeanour, rejects or reinterprets the word of the Lord proceeding from the presbytery. They do this on the basis of their own understanding of the gospel and to soften the harm that they perceive is being done to them and to others through the proclamation of the word. In this regard, they are empowered by the fruit that they have consumed from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which they feed to others in the church. A person reserves the right to minister to others in this manner through either assumed authority or on account of their association with those who have received actual authority from Christ. In both instances, these are people who cleave to the messengers with deceit and who gather people to themselves and their own interpretation of the word of the Lord. Those who gather to them and entreat them do so because of their own lack of sanctification on a matter and because they are unwilling to personally meet Christ in repentance and to know him by walking in the light of the word that proceeds from his face through the ministry of the presbytery. The reference used in today's devotions is Psalm 19, verse 13. For further study, Psalm 19.